You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.
This compilation, also called Waves of Gold, tell us about who else is on it.
Yeah, so I've got a bunch of artists that just mates that I really like what they've been putting out. There's mostly it's new stuff. There's a new Bob Moses track on there, which is, I believe, out tomorrow as well. There's a Gorgon City remix. There's a new Cassian track from his record that he just released. And then there's a bunch of people that I kind of have just been sent over the last couple of months and just really dug their stuff. So there's it goes for about 50 minutes, and it's kind of it falls along that same line of the single. So yeah, feels good.
I feel like if you ever wanted to pretend that you're a DJ, you could put this compilation on and stand behind the decks and everyone would congratulate you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure.
I mean, not you. I mean, when I say you, obviously I know you how to do it. I mean more like me, someone like me could do
that. Yeah.
What Lewis is saying is he's available to be booked for DJ gigs where he's just going to play this Waves of Gold compilation, just hit play and just like let everyone like bask in his musical genius.
100%. I am willing to do that. So I'm going to I've got a few little moments from it. Tell us about some of these ones.
Oh, man, you're really testing me. I think that's The Border, that track. This is, this is tough because I did this a couple of months ago. No, get out of here.
That's one of the darker vibes. All right, let's try this one.
There's a lot of moments like this. So it's kind of, it is like more proggy, I guess, than the stuff that I've done before. Mm. But it's more Journey vibe, I guess.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
This is my final one. Kicking the bass with the snare on the melody.
Edric Dawn, yeah, pretty nasty. I like it. It's cool, but it's all pretty chill, pretty dark, pretty proggy. Yeah,
that's really exciting. So, I mean, it sounds like you've been really lapping up the no distractions time of COVID as best you can, given the whole actual terribleness of it. Does that mean there are more things coming out for Hayden James in the future?
Definitely. It's I mean, I do have one little distraction and he's a little baby boy, so that is tough.
Put him out, release him.
Small human child.
But yeah, I've got a bunch more coming out. There's a lot of new singles in the pipeline, a couple more releases this year. I just finished a remix for my buddies Golden Features in Odessa, like this morning. So that's gonna come out soon. And so there's lots happening.
Awesome. Well, this new track and compilation, Waves of Gold, from Hayden James, comes out tomorrow. I highly recommend it. It's 50 minutes of a real good time, give or take. And then if you want to check out, I guess you'll be doing a bunch of this stuff on the live stream on midday on Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah. So we recorded this. It's pretty epic. It's down in Balmain. It's called Ballast Point Park. And we recorded last night with a whole bunch of drones. I recorded the actual set, the compilation that you'll hear on Spotify. That's going to be out on Saturday on Chill Nation's YouTube page.
Wait, when you say a bunch of drones, do you mean like flying robots that are filming you? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it was pretty scary actually because they're so loud and they're like they're around me. So it was
solid. Wild.
Huh.
Yeah. It looks incredible.
Is it dangerous at all having like, because I imagine they're moving, they're not stationary, they're probably zipping by you and stuff.
Yeah, put it this way. I had to sign something. I didn't read it, but I was like...
Oh, wow. All right. Well, that sounds really exciting. Sounds like you're elevating the live stream.
Yeah, from my backyard to someone else's in Balmain. So, yeah.
People will be like, how did you get the moving background? How did you get those fake drones?
Well, you know what's funny? Because there were a couple, like, obviously residents could hear it, so... a couple of kids had set up a lemonade stand and started selling lemonade to a couple of people that were just watching and, that kind of stuff. Was pretty funny.
That's adorable.
I got a lemonade at the end. Dude. Very refreshing.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Community-minded.
You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.